tonight. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour again. And tonight I am talking from a different place than I normally do. I'm in Denver at a hotel, and we're hoping everything is going to go out all right. But I'm in Denver for the iNest. That is the International New Age Trade Show. And this thing has been growing for a long time. They have two every year now, one in Denver and one in the winter in Orlando. And it's just for New Age books and book buyers and bookstores. And that's what we're here for this weekend. I'll have some of my authors will be doing signings, and we'll be doing, interacting with the different bookstores and the buyers. So that's why I'm in Denver tonight. Well, my guest tonight is Don Newsome, who is the one who, I guess, is in, I don't know what type of title to give you, Don. I guess you're in charge of Bloggins and Bloggins Service and BBS Radio.
Well, it's good to be here. I'm just playing with the volumes a bit here. I hope you can hear me okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's a little fuzzy.
Okay, how's that? A little better?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got the controls there. Well, yes, he was telling me he wanted to come on the show and share some of his experiences. Well, what title do I give you? Are you the man in charge, the big boss, or what?
You know, I guess I'm just one of the cogs in the wheel now, to be honest with you. Just one of the cogs in the wheel. And you hear the dog going in the background here?
Oh, yeah, naturally there's going to be a dog here.
Oh, yeah.
We're not doing this in soundproof studio. But, Don, before we start, let's...
And I'm sorry about all the humming going on here. We're still trying to work out that humming noise.
But is there a humming voice on your end?
Just on my end.
Yeah. See, Don has got the controls because he's very technical. I want to make sure it's good sound quality. He's the one pushing the buttons on his end. Okay, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Now you're better. Okay. All right, before we get into anything else, Don, I want you to tell everybody, how did BBS Radio begin? You know, what is this all about? Plug-in service, the internet radio. Tell everybody about it.
Well, it basically started as, an impulse. Yeah, back in March of last year. And in August grew into radio. And it's been radio ever since. And really, it was just the desire to create something that would be of value to people throughout the world.
Uh-huh.
And that was the whole objective. And that's what we try to strive for every day, just to create something that will be of the highest value for all of us.
Uh-huh, but why did you decide to go with internet then instead of, the computers instead of regular radio stations?
Well, because it has a wider audience. You see, I believe that all messages that get out there are then able to be received by those who need them. And the internet offers the widest platform. We can reach anywhere in the world to those who need the messages.
Yes, because I'm getting emails from all over the world that they say they are listening.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And that's the beauty. So we get a chance to deliver the message worldwide, and many AM and FM and little networks and affiliates are now carrying many of our shows. So it's just growing. But what's important to us is not the popularity, not the numbers, but the messages. That is of ultimate importance to us.
Uh-huh. And you said one time that at least it's getting people away from the TV set for a few hours.
Oh, boy, get away from the TV set, turn off. I mean, that contraption, I would turn it off and get rid of it.
Well, we have over 200 channels on the satellite, and I can't even find anything I want to watch.
And they'll keep putting more and more on there just to make sure that you stay tuned in to them.
Yeah, but see, there's nothing on that's even interesting.
Correct. Doesn't seem to be anymore. My interest faded. I've stopped watching TV and news and reading any paper several years back.
Uh-huh.
Everything I get is from the internet.
Hmm.
And it's very balanced. Very well-rounded. It's not one-sided information.
But you haven't been in existence very long, have you?
No, no, I'm, you know, me personally?
So, Bill, I mean the BBS radio.
BBS radio has only been really here since August 1st of last year.
Oh, well then I got in right after it began, I guess.
This is the ground floor. This is right there where we really carve out something here that's special, trying to be very inclusive and trying to deliver the highest message possible. So it's been fun. We've grown massively now, yeah, over the course of very few months.
Yeah, I remember whenever you were making the big move from Texas out to California, and when you had all this new equipment you were bringing in. And
oh, yeah, it's up now and running.
And you were growing by leaps and bounds then, and it was taking you a lot longer to get it all set up out there.
It was, but we enjoyed it. I mean, it had its bumps and grinds.
But I think it grew faster than you expected it to, didn't it?
Yes and no. You know, I think that it grew as fast as it needed to grow. In some respects, it was unbelievable, where in other respects it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
I just think it's...
Oh, you kept saying you had to get new, better equipment because of
right.
the speed it was growing.
And we still have to continue to do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, I remember when I went on in October, you were telling me how many hits you were getting. A day, I think. But do you know now how many it is?
We used to get about hits to me are garbage.
How many?
They're garbage. The stat of hits is a garbage number. It means nothing. The number of hits?
Yeah, I think one time you told me you were getting 500,000. I don't remember.
We were getting up to 3 million, 3.5 million hits per day.
A day?
Yeah, but hits is not a very good way to find out what kind of traffic you have. It includes all links, pictures, images, everything on a page that needs to load becomes a hit.
Yeah.
The best way to do that is how many unique visitors you're getting per day.
That's the better way to tell?
That's the only way to get an accurate picture, to know how many people by IP address logged in.
Uh-huh.
And unique IP addresses. And you find out what your unique visitorship is per day.
Uh-huh.
Ours is around 2,000. That means 2,000 new individuals, or old individuals, doesn't matter, but 2,000 different individuals are viewing, coming to our website every day. Now, that translates into about, now I would guesstimate, 2 million hits per day. Because our pages are large, and every time somebody hits a page, it pulls in all that as a hit. Everything on the page.
That's unbelievable. I think you could also gauge by how many people are downloading the archives, too, or can't you?
Yeah, we know exactly where our traffic is. Our traffic is... The Spiritual Notebook index page is the heaviest hit page by 600%. Then the index page is second, and then, of course, the archive page is third, and it goes on from there.
And you said, too, that this radio station was unusual because people could download the archives for free.
Sure. We're a free network. We truly want to be of service.
Because I know, you know, I did Shirley MacLaine just last week.
Yes.
And I've done several of her shows.
Yes.
And I've done the Art Bell, you know, a couple of years ago. And those you do have to pay to download.
Yes, agreed.
Uh-huh.
You're correct.
But that way you wanted it to be free to people.
Well, we think the message is more important than the money. You know?
Yeah. And you also don't have any commercials, either.
Well, yeah, we allow the host to do as they decide to. I think it's important that if they want to have commercials,
Yeah.
That they can have them. You know, now this is going to change. There are some things in the network that are eventually going to change. We're going to have some changes that are necessary. But we're still going to be a free network. And we're still going to try to be a, you know, bring quality, more increased quality to our listenership without deterring from our intent.
Well, why did you decide to go with metaphysical programs?
Well, you and I both know it's time.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you could have gone with anything. Was this an interest of yours?
Well, sure. I think most people today that are starting to, their senses are starting to be tickled, their emotions are starting to feel a quickening. And some of them understand what that is, and some people don't really. And those that feel that quickening, let's call it, are becoming aware, kind of looking outside at everything that they've been so used to and seeing it from a different perspective and realizing where the line is drawn, how that picture fits in to what they truly desire, their true self desire. So they're getting that truer picture. And I think humans and their destiny is to find that truth, find that balance, find that love. And I think as we go into the next two decades, the transitional phase for humanity and Earth is going to be staggering.
Well, I know that from my own work, you
sure.
know, that it is changing because
sure.
I travel all over the world.
Science,
but there's so
medicine.
Many people that think they're all alone out there with their belief system. They think nobody understands. And
yeah, but that's getting close. That gap's closing quickly. Most people out there are so, and I've heard this from a number of people that are metaphysical, spiritual in the respect that they have some form of ability, psychic ability, clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, whatever. And they're free. People talk about it all the time. In many respects throughout the world, and here in the U.S., it's become quite commonplace. Even if you'll notice in the media.
Yeah.
Which means that the trend is already happening. There's no slowing it. It just shows you more of what we really are. What humanity really is.
But, you know, that's a lot of people think, it's only for New Age kooks and things.
Oh, sure. But again, it translates to that little, I guess you would have to say, component. Some people are feeling it and some aren't.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on where people are in what they have chosen for their path and what they're choosing at this very moment. And, you know, some of these people are choosing a road that they're going to get a lot of experience out of.
But I know, you know, I've noticed there's many places, if you bring up the idea of metaphysics or, you know, New Age or something, they say, oh, I don't believe in that. But
sure.
In the next sentence, they'll say, but, you know, I did have this strange experience one time, or my mother was psychic and my grandmother could see things. They usually have a story like that, even though they claim they don't believe in it.
Sure, and especially from many of their ancestors.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
These abilities are just coming back. They
oh, yeah, that's what
really.
I found.
Sure.
They're being increased in
sure.
them right now.
I agree.
And they are, people are realizing they're there. They actually have always been there. They just have ignored them.
Agreed. That's correct.
Now we're beginning to get in touch with it again.
I agree.
That's,
and that's the beauty.
That's what I'm finding out in my work, that it's time that we bring all of this back.
That's right.
It's very much needed now with all the materialism and everything that's going on right now.
Well, it's in the end, it's responsibility. And what else is love?
What do you mean by responsibility?
Well, love carries with it its own flavor of responsibility, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that means that people need to come together. unify, stop the wars, stop believing in all the negative energies, and really start taking responsibility back for who they are,
uh-huh,
and what that means.
Well, that's what I've been getting in my work lately, you know, because I get so much information through the people that I work with.
Yes.
Comes through, and they keep saying, they, you know, whether I know the people that think, whoever it is that comes through, they keep saying, you've got to stop living in fear.
Yes,
and
correct.
The TV, the newspapers, everything that's happening is just accelerating fear, and you can't live in that emotion. It's negativity. That you have to...
Well, you can, but it's going to be difficult to keep living in it.
Oh, yeah, because we're exposed to it. We can't get out of the world situation.
Well, exactly. And the truth is that the energies are coming, like it or not. And the change is coming, like it or not, because change really is the only constant.
Yes, and we're already in the middle of it.
We're in the middle of it, and it's just going to get deeper and deeper, more and more. Change is going to occur. It'll catapult, I think. And woe be to those that have continued, I think, along a very, very, very self-serving path. But
a lot of it is kind of like a weeding out process, I guess you would say.
Sure.
We have to...
Separate the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, we have to go over to the love energy, the positive energy.
That's right.
And in my books on Jesus, I talked about that he was only trying to show people how they were supposed to live, how they were supposed to get off the wheel of karma. And this was by loving everyone. And in those days, that was a very radical form of teaching. But he said if you had love, then there would be no wars, there would be no violence, and we would live in a world like we were supposed to live in, to get away from it.
Yes. I agree.
I'm also finding, too, I keep saying, it's the world getting rid of its last bits of karma with all this violence and wars we're having.
Sure.
Because the Earth is a living being.
Because it's healing. That's why this stuff's going.
It is going through its last parts of karma. It has to do this before we can change to the new Earth.
That's right.
And so many people are caught up into this negativity, but it is only a temporary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it will pass, and then we will go into the new Earth and the 1,000 years of peace, and probably even longer. But that's the information I'm getting, anyway.
Yes.
But it seems very serious when we're in it. You know, we can't ignore it, but yet it is not. The world is not going down, you know, because of all the violence and the wars. It's just getting rid of these last little bits that it has to work through.
Yes.
It's like anything else. When you're in the middle of any thing that's happening in your life, it seems bad. You know, it seems hard to deal with. But then afterwards, you can look back on it and you can see it from a whole different perspective. You know, when we're in the middle of anything that's going on in our life, it's hard for us to see it objectively.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I the beautiful part is that peace is the flavor. And not only is it the flavor, but everything that is healing, it's all healing. Everybody, if you look at something and it's rubbing you the wrong way, politics or anything else, it's all a matter of healing. It's all healing in front of your eyes. Just bless it and continue projecting love into it.
Okay. Can you make a little adjustment in the sound? It's kind of a little bit distorted.
Sure. You've got it. Let's see.
Now you've got the buttons there.
How's that? Is that better?
Okay, it might be, but
how's that?
Some of your words were distorted.
Okay, bear with me. How's that?
That sounds a little better.
Okay. That sound a little better?
That's better, okay. Okay, Don, you were saying you wanted to talk about some of your own experiences. Were these metaphysical experiences or spiritual or what?
Well, You know, I've had so many experiences lately. I guess we're all going through it. I don't think I'm an unique. I think we're all hitting triggers different times throughout the last few years. Some of us sooner than others. I think we're now. I'm hitting triggers. Many other people are hitting triggers of awakening. There are little points in their life that they agreed to, I think, prior to getting here, and some of them are coming at them in a rush in order to help people awaken to their purpose here.
Yeah.
And so that process I see is going on in me at a very extreme rate, and it's interesting. A very many unusual experiences occurring.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I mean, it's just so many.
Well, did something happen in your life that started you in this direction or this belief system?
Yes, but that was about 14 years ago. 13 or 14 years ago.
You want to talk about that?
Well, I didn't know what it meant at the time, but...
We very seldom do when we're in the middle of it.
Yeah, well, I was driving home from work, and I was very depressed. A very deep kind of depression. That something in my life was backwards. It was very profound. Anyways, before I got home, I pulled over on the side of the road and put my head down between my knees, and I prayed.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't really pray. I guess I was in touch with some. I was just so distraught. My life felt so wrong. And a white, like, cloud descended over the car, but it was perfect white.
A white cloud?
Yeah, you know, it was like this white everything.
Okay.
And it starts, you know, it descended over the roof of my car. You could literally look up and watch it descend over the top of the car and into the car and over my head. When it got past my eyes, I could see nothing but white. It kept going down to the floorboards.
Oh.
And it was an interesting feeling. One that it's hard to express. It's just very peaceful, very loving, very profound. You knew that everything would be okay. It was intense. It was eternal, and gosh, I don't know. I'd like to go there back. I'd like to go back. But then when this feeling left, I watched. Because remember, at this point, I'm looking at my hands. I hold them up to my eyes, and I can't see my hands.
Oh.
See, once the white enveloped, I couldn't see out the dash of the car. I couldn't see anything but white. I couldn't even see my hands. Which is a little... It wasn't spooky, but it was...
But it wasn't scary, though.
I had no fear at all in what was happening. None. Zero. Exactly the opposite. It's just interesting. That's the description of it. And then it slowly receded up and out.
But you felt different afterwards.
No. I didn't know what to make of it.
Well, I thought you said you felt different after.
I felt different during it.
During it, okay.
And then after, of course, sure, you've just been hit with such a profound, peaceful, loving, eternal feeling.
Yeah.
Of course it'll change you. I didn't notice any changes or anything for years. I didn't know what to make of that event. I didn't tell anybody about it for over a decade, longer.
Oh, see, because that's a very personal thing.
Well, I didn't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
I just followed it. It was just too strange.
Well, what about the depression? Was it lifted after that?
I guess you would say no. Because we went into the oil biz and the last legs of it, and it got bumpier before it got better, but then it got a lot better.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, my life changed, but it took another drastic change. Not last year, but late the following year.
Yeah.
very drastic again, and that was just right out of left field, and I just went with it, and it took me to where I am now, with one experience after another.
Uh-huh.
From UFOs to hovering to seeing them to having them come down, and actually you can see them drifting down, semi-solid form, to entities in the room, to electronic voice projection through the TV, through the radios, to seeing energies and seeing clouds move and being downloaded and being the strange dreams, to psychic greetings, to every, from one thing to the next, you name it. I don't know of there's very few things that I've heard about in the metaphysical realm that haven't touched me once for some reason. It's not like I'm good at it, it's like I can do any of it twice, but it always hit me once.
You understand it. A lot of people don't if they haven't experienced.
Yeah, you got to experience it once, and I've experienced it all once in some form or another, and it seems to be growing exponentially. That's the weird part.
Every time I say in my work, I think I've heard it all, well, then I hear something even stranger. So I know there's a lot out there that
mm-hmm.
we don't know about, you know?
Yeah, well, you start... Well, exactly, you know, it's... Really, in the end, it's about realigning or aligning yourself with your true purpose. And then things start to become clearer. The veils get thinner. Your
veil is definitely getting thinner.
For everybody.
Yeah.
But on top of that, those who are really in tune are starting to even, you know, it's magnifying their abilities.
Yeah, because I see so many clients, and I can tell that it's, they are having changes in their lives, and the veil is definitely getting thinner.
Sure.
As we go into this new earth. But you know, that night you said when you pulled off and you were very depressed, you were praying for guidance?
You mean when I pulled off the side of the road?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, you can imagine, you know.
Because I was thinking, whatever it was, you triggered something, you asked for it.
Well, I did, because I had been, you know, sometimes you look into the mirror and you're crying and you don't know why.
Yeah.
And you don't know when you started.
Yeah.
Or why you started.
Uh-huh.
And you're driving down the road and you just, there it is.
Yeah, they always say be careful what you ask for. You must have opened something up that
time. Yeah, I wasn't depressed. No depression, per se. No going to end my life or anything like that. Just solemn. Profoundly, profoundly sad about my life, and about, I knew somehow that my purpose wasn't being met. I was totally on the wrong path, totally, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it changed.
But see, you were lucky it happened that way. I have a lot of clients who don't listen, and they're headed down the wrong way, and they have terrible things happen to them.
Yeah.
Turn them around, really. And, you know, that's what I always say, if you don't listen to the voices, the signs, the intuition,
yes,
they'll hit you up the side of the head, and you don't want them to do that.
No, you don't, because they will hit you upside the head.
They will, and you will have very drastic things happen. And when I'm doing my sessions, they'll say, well, we tried to tell him, we tried to give him hints, and he wouldn't listen. So
yep.
Then he had to do the next thing.
Yep, well, it's all a wonderful, you know, we're not just here to experience. We're here to, I think, find ourselves. And you know, it's funny, because a lot of people here don't take responsibility for anything.
Yeah.
And, anyways. I look at our government, and I see many of the people, the places, things, other governments, and these people, and I feel so sad. Because between you and I, some of the people in the government know what's going on. They believe as you and I believe. They really do. They see the beauty of it. And then there are those that couldn't see it if it hit them in the face.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
In Russia, you know, in Moscow in March, and I did interviews with about 10 different magazines and newspapers. they came one after the other, you know, for 2 days at this my publisher's office. I kept saying, wouldn't it have been easier to have a press conference, you know?
Yes.
But they said each one wanted their own individual angle. One of them, I couldn't understand what in the world he was even doing there. He didn't believe in any of this, and I kept asking him these questions, and, no, I don't believe you come back again. I think when you die, that's it, you know. We've been doing this through a translator, you know.
Sure.
But then I said, well, what about your soul? And he said, I don't believe there, and I have a soul.
Sure.
And I was thinking, well, boy, that guy, he's really, I said, what in the, thinking, what in the world are you doing writing a metaphysical article about me if you don't even have the faith?
Sure. But the beautiful thing about those that are atheists,
yeah,
let's call it, they actually have just been so far removed on the other side of the hate, just vengeful God,
yeah,
during their prior lives, that they just don't want any of it during this incarnation.
That makes sense.
Sure, they're easier to talk with than people who have built a matrix so tight that they no longer have an open mind.
But you know, they always say, there is no atheist on the deathbed. So they're dying, all of a sudden they begin to change their mind.
Sure, sure. It's the ones that have built up a tight matrix around their mind that they even have to deal with it after they pass away. Yeah.
I've had some people come in wheelchairs, you know, for my clients, and on crutches, and,
yeah,
you know, they have prosthesis where they've lost an arm and everything, and when I do the sessions and the subconscious comes through, it'll tell us, well, they wouldn't listen, we tried, and they was going the wrong way, we had to do something to get their attention and turn them around.
Yes.
You don't want to wait till that point.
That's correct.
If he will turn you around, because they said right now, you know, in the other lives we've had, you would go through the life, you didn't do what you were supposed to be doing, you learned whatever lesson you were supposed to be learning, you died, you come back and do it again. But they said now there's not any time for that. We can't keep coming back again and again to work this out. We have to get it done now. We have to do it right.
Yes.
You understand what I mean?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That there's no time for this coming back again.
I agree, absolutely.
That's why they're doing these drastic changes in the person's life.
Well, see, a lot of people don't factor in, and maybe they do, but free will is determined by an individual, is determined by a group of individuals, then it's determined by a humanity, and then it's determined by different cultures and races from all around the universe, and then there's the global will, free will.
Yeah.
And so what's happening now is the universal free will, in other words, where there's so much attention brought to bear on our Earth from various other systems and all over the universe,
yeah,
that their free will choice is to see things better. So is ours. So really, it's almost like you really can't get around it. Things are going to get better by decree. It's free will. And free will has chosen that this is the way it shall be. Can we slide backwards? You know, I think this is inevitable. It's just change, and it's our destiny. It's what the free will wants.
Yeah, because that's what I found in my work, which I haven't even talked about a lot of my books yet on these programs, but when I'm working with the ETs and everything about the seeding of the Earth and the very beginning,
mm-hmm,
they said, give this planet a creature with intelligence and free will, and see what he does with it.
See what he does. It was a grand experiment.
Because a lot of the other planets don't have free will like we do. It's all different lessons on each planet. But they said, give it free will, and that's why they can't interfere.
Well,
they have to sit back and say, well, okay, what's he going to do with it?
Interesting. I kind of believe that free will is dominates all expression. But I do feel that there are various ways that we can experience, and there are systems that are put in place to allow people to experience an arena of no free will. But I think free will is a component of who we are as essential spiritual beings.
Well, without free will, we're just puppets.
Well, there's no real expression without it. I mean, there is, but it's... I think systems have engaged where they've tried a no free will. There are systems that have tried it, and the learning process is much slower.
Yes.
But it does exist in all levels of all imagination in any way conceivable. Really, it's going on right now in the now throughout the cosmos and dimensions.
Yeah. Because, I've had people be on, have other lives when they were on other planets and other dimensions, and there are different sets of lessons to be learned.
Lots of them.
And they said when they come to Earth, though, that Earth is a challenging planet. You're here to learn emotions and limitations and all the things that go with that. And that's why we're different here. You can see how free will plays in with all of that, too. The limitations, the emotions.
Sure.
Because on the spirit side, everything happens instantaneously. As soon as you think it, it's there.
It's there. The probability of it's there.
Uh-huh. But here, if it happened like that, everything would be chaos.
Yes.
You thought something, it was created, so things have to be a little slower. But this is a place where people can learn faster because of all the things that happen, especially with free will involved. You can learn much quicker than on the other planets.
Sure, it's also a way for those who never got it in the first place from all systems throughout the cosmos to finally get a last crack, another crack at it, a little more difficult crack. And those who got at the end of this cycle, the end of these cycles, three of them, those that don't awaken at this point, continue on a self-serving path, well, then they're just going to go through a whole new process, one that will fully allow them to express.
Yeah. That's what it has to do with the new earth, too, because a lot of people, it has to do with changing your vibrations and frequency.
I agree.
As you go, as the planet itself is evolving and moving into another dimension. But they said there's a lot of people who won't be able to change their vibrations fast enough because they're still mired down in this other part. And he said, there's nothing wrong with that. They make their own decision which way they want to go.
Yes.
And this is in the Bible, too, so we aren't saying anything that's new.
Exactly.
The ones that are left behind. And I said that in my books, and I was telling them, well, that sounds cruel, to leave some behind. And they said, no, it's not. They had their chance, and they made their own decision. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, it's free will choice. It's ultimately choice. And they just like the experience.
It just means, the new world is going to be positive, and that the ones who are not going to be going with the new world will live out their lives on the old earth and, finish up their karma. And if there's anything that they haven't done yet, when they die, they will not come back to earth because earth will have changed too much.
That's right.
And they'll be sent to another planet that still has negative karma to be worked out.
Right, but it'll be more of a water-based planet, and I think, and one that they will have to adapt as sea life.
Well, there's all kinds of planets. Come in contact with many, many different types.
True, but I do think some of the more self-serving ones will have to. I just have a feeling that it may be some form of that, but I agree, they're going to be removed. They have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. They said eventually they will evolve like everybody else.
Sure.
Doesn't mean there's a better or a worse. It's just the rate of vibration and the rate people have learned their lessons.
Well, that's right.
And there's more and more people coming around to this now, the metaphysical way of thinking.
I would agree, because if you go into your library, or check any, not library, but any bookstore, and tell me how many shelves are dedicated to New Age books, you're going to be amazed if you haven't been to the bookstore for a while, because it's a lot.
Well, when I began this, you know, when I wrote my first book, it was in 1980 when I first took trying to get, it's been over 20 years ago,
yeah.
First tried to get my first book published. They didn't have any New Age bookstores at all. And the big stores had maybe one shelf, if you were lucky.
Yes.
There was nothing out there. So I was battling all of that, and that's why it took so long for the books to come out.
Yes.
They were ahead of their time.
That's right.
So I've watched it evolve to where, you know, there are now lots of New Age bookstores, and that's all they sell.
Sure.
And then, like you said, there are whole sections now in the regular bookstores.
It's beautiful. It just shows the change. And then look at the internet and the information on it. And,
yeah.
I mean, everything shows that this change is dynamic and not going anywhere. It's a force on its own.
And I could see it spreading all over the world because, you know, I travel so much and my books are translated into about 20 languages now.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
So I could see it happening. Well, you know, Russia is especially, they are very, spiritual, but they've been into metaphysics for a long time.
Yes.
But my publisher over there does nothing but translations. He doesn't do anything new. He does 30 translations a month. That's a lot of books that they are putting out for just Russia alone.
That's the truth, yes.
And so, and I just, this last week, I got the Chinese translation was sent to me.
Oh, wow. That must have been interesting.
Yeah, and I was surprised because I didn't know they would be interested in it.
Right.
But it's translated, the publisher is in Taiwan. And I was talking to this woman that I know in Australia. We're planning some tours for me next year. And she wants to do Australia and Singapore and different places where she wants to set up seminars. She said she's going to do some work in China. And I said, you mean on the mainland or like Hong Kong or Taiwan? She said, no, Shanghai. And I said, Shanghai? I can't see that being interested in metaphysics. But she said she's going to start with like the health products and the natural foods and the herbs and things like that, because she knows they will be interested in that.
Right.
And my stuff might not be ready yet for that market, but it's beginning to open these things up to where, you know, she's feeling it's possible.
Right.
But now, if my books are translated in Chinese and Taiwan, they're definitely going to be spreading anyway.
Yes.
Over there, so who knows? And you know, when I was in Dubai back before Christmas, that's in the Middle East, they had just put on their first health and well-being conference.
Right.
And, you know, that's a lot of Muslims there. I don't know, but they have also a lot of expatriates or the former, you know, British citizens.
Yes.
But they said it was a big success, so they're going to do some more. So, you know, I can see it spreading, and a lot of people where I live say, where in the world do you find anybody who would want to listen to anything like this? Because I live back in the hills, you know, in the hills of Arkansas, and I guess you would say it's still very backwoodsy there, rural.
Yes.
And they don't understand what I do, and they said, well, who in the world would want to listen to this? You know, where do you find anybody to lecture to?
Yes.
And I said, you don't have any idea what's happening. I have huge crowds everywhere I go that are really into this, and they want to know the more complicated stuff. They're ready to move on.
And there are ways they can. I mean, there are many ways they can. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I think there's many ways they actually can. Because there's groups they can join. There's cruises they can join. There's places they can go that groups are coming together. Basically, spiritual communities, spiritual groups, and they can really start tuning in. If they feel drawn to it, they should do it.
Uh-huh. Well, in, you know, the clients that I have, I get so many who are healers, or they want to be healers, and you'd be surprised how many are either opening centers or they're going to open centers.
Yes.
And I consider us like the underground. We're like the rumbling that's under there.
Oh, yes.
It's getting ready to burst forth, and people have no idea how big it's going to be.
See, I think you're exactly right. I think we're in for what they would call a catapult. I think that we're going to catapult here, and that's why so many people are hitting triggers, because they're going to come faster. That's what I think.
Yeah, because otherwise, why do so many people have this desire to open centers?
Oh, I agree.
You know, and it's
prevailing, isn't it? Even I have that urge.
At what?
Even I have the urge to open up a healing center.
At one time?
Now. I have that urge now.
Now?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I had someone just call me the other day. I'll be going out there in a few months to lecture. And she said they just bought 300 acres and they're going to open a center.
Yes.
And I don't even have a record of all these people that are doing this. But they all say, well, when we get it done, we want you to come and let us there. You know, and so it is, it's amazing how this is spreading.
I agree.
And it has a lot to do with natural healing, with herbs, acupuncture. Especially the energy healing. There's a lot going on with that.
Yes, I agree.
And I've had doctors for clients who come to see me and say they want to get out of the part of the medical profession dealing with drugs.
I would agree, and I don't blame them. I think,
They're tired of it.
Tired of it. Tired of the lies, tired of the betrayal, tired of the...
They know they're not helping people.
Well, that's right.
So they said they are wanting to move over into the metaphysical, the natural. I mean, the natural,
sure,
and the herbals and all of that. So
sure.
All of that is going to begin to grow much bigger than we think it is.
I agree. It's a wonderful trend.
And, you know, I think I've told you before, I'm working with a group of doctors and psychiatrists in Moscow who,
yes,
they want to unite all of the healers and the herbalists and everything in the world so they can have, like, a database of everybody that's located everywhere. And this doctor told me, he said, according to the year 2000 statistics, well, about 42% of Americans believed and used a natural healing.
Yes.
That means homeopaths and all of that.
It's amazing.
I said, those are awful big percentages. We don't hear that here at all. You know, they're always trying to run down the homeopaths and the natural, the naturopaths and the natural herbs and things.
Yes.
But he said that is what the statistics said. But we don't hear those things.
Well, I got to get Chris Moores on. I'll let you close off the show. I just loved being here with you. Thank you.
Yeah, I had no idea what we were going to talk about, but
oh, I know, and I some of the stories that I tell you when we're off the phone, I know are pretty wild.
Yeah.
But when I get on the phone, get on the air, they're a little too wild sometimes to even talk about.
Oh, yeah, you only talk about what you feel comfortable
in general, yeah, because some of the things, experiences we're all going through, it's not that I don't want to tell everybody, it's just that I don't want to sound like some kook.
Oh, yeah, but...
Because what's going on is just beyond wonderful. And so anyways, folks, if you're paying attention to that, it's not that I'm holding back, it's that I'm holding back.
Hey, because you said you wanted to talk about your experiences.
Yeah, in a general way.
Okay.
It's hard for me. Cause
you know, I had this woman who came to see me, and she was saying, I got a lot of things I would love to tell you, but you would think I was crazy.
Yeah.
And I said, no, just go ahead and tell me. And so she starts talking about a lot of these things we're all aware of. And she said, "You mean this isn't freaking you out?" I said, "No, I've heard it before." She said, "Oh, you have?" So a lot of them think they don't want to talk about it because they think people will think they're kooks.
Yes. Well,
but there's actually a whole lot of us. I think we're more normal than the normal
people. True. But some of us, you know, like there's information that comes to some of us in different ways, and sometimes,
yeah.
You know, we have access to more information than maybe we should.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
a lot of it is personal, and it's something we don't want to share with everybody.
Oh, I think it's more than that, more than the personal issue. I think it's what are people ready to hear? What are they ready to swallow?
Even when I'm doing my lectures, I have to be careful. I don't want to come on too over their heads.
Yeah, well, exactly. Then they just look the other way because they can't tune in.
And when I'm talking to people who are just getting into metaphysics and they're wanting to, well, it's like when you first discover religion, you know, a lot of the people, they want to tell everybody, they want to convert the world.
Yes.
You aren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
So I tell them, they want to tell everybody what they had found, and I said, "No, you don't do that. You drop a few crumbs. You
yes.
don't give them a whole loaf."
That's right.
Dump a few crumbs and see if they will nibble, you know. If they're
sure.
Interested.
You give them a hand up, not a hand out. And the brilliant thing is it gets them to exercise their own discernment, their own choice, their own will.
Yeah, if they're interested, they will take the few crumbs.
You got it. And I agree.
Jesus said in the Bible, "Don't cast your pearls before swine."
That's right.
He didn't mean they were pigs. He just meant they wouldn't understand.
They wouldn't understand. That's
right. You wouldn't
right.
realize the value yeah. of what you're trying.
That's right. You got it. That's
so
correct.
I've been told in my work, don't try to convert anyone.
Exactly true.
They'll start asking questions, and then we will have the answers, and we can help them along the way.
I love the way you think. I'm going to let you go and let you close, but I love you. Have a fantastic weekend.
All right. Next week, I won't be able to do a show. I will be in the air flying. I guess he didn't hear me say that. Okay. All right. But if you...
Oh, no, I heard you. I'm just...
I'll be on Friday, so I can't do the show next Friday. All right, but I want to tell everyone if they want to find out more about my books, about my schedule, about my speaking schedules, about my classes, you can check in my website, which is www.OzarkMountain.com, the name of my company, and it's abbreviated, OzarkMT.com. OzarkMT.com. Or you can call our 800 number and find out about the books and things. The 800 number is 1-800-935-0045. 1-800-935-0045. Okay, I'll be talking to you in 2 weeks then. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.